Hello, everybody that is watching, or listening, sorry. Today I am here with Matt Doner. Say hello.
How are you today, Hank? Thanks for having me.
Good. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, I appreciate it.
The topic we'll be discussing today is climate change. And I know you have a lot of good points on climate change, don't you?
Well, in my opinion, I do. Maybe not everybody.
Well, then, would you like to start us off then?
Sure. I've always cared about the environment and climate change. It's always been something that has meant a lot to me.
When I was talking to Max about our last episode, we were talking about the environment a lot.
Were you?
Yeah, like how trashed really Earth is.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of important things, and I truly think it's a problem. It's a change, but it's how you look at it, too, and what we can manage as individuals. Things like consuming less, not driving and consuming fossil fuels as much as we need to.
Yeah.
Maybe planting trees, protecting waterways. There's certain things like different chemicals that we use on our sidewalks and things like that we could probably look at reducing. Yeah.
Like, everything that's in the room right now, I think maybe besides the drawers, it's all made from, like, unnatural material.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
The plastic, like, my computer that I'm recording on, I mean, these chairs, well, they're painted and made, but, like, the two lamps, the sheet painting.
Yep.
Like, everything's not natural.
That's right. How do you think we could change that?
I think, like, if we were to... Well, I used this example with Max. If, say, I was holding my water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
What if I were just, if you don't throw it away, like, that could save... Like, if you were to stop littering, that would save so much.
That's right.
And then you could think about the water and the air and stuff like that. Like the materials that are being taken from the earth.
Yep, I think that's that's a good point. And, you know, I think of all the stuff that we as people in all over the world, but especially in the Western world, North America, we consume a lot, and we could buy things that come right to our door, and those things are delivered by things like
vans
that run off what?
Gas.
Exactly.
And gas is fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels. So you order a pair of shoelaces, it comes in a van, and that's an imprint, or it leaves a footprint, right? A carbon footprint, and it creates emissions and all those things. And it doesn't just end there. That gets produced across the ocean, and then it gets in the regulations over there. Aren't as strong as they are in North America. And then they get shipped across the ocean on a big freight liner.
Yeah, but I'm just going to, as we're, like, in the process of getting to your door.
Yeah, it but comes that's part
most,
of it, right?
Everything, I think, comes from China. Yeah. But as it's shipping to you, or to the, say, for example, the Amazon warehouse.
Yeah.
What if the ship sinks? That's all the metal, all the stuff.
Plastics. And
all the plastics just going into the ocean.
That's right.
Like... One guy found a floating shipping container full of iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so do you think we have to, as people, maybe consider what we could consume and reduce how much we consume?
Yeah, yeah.
So if we really want something, we got to consider where it came from?
Yeah.
And the footprint that was associated with that?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. I think that would be an important thing. It's not all about just planting trees, right? And it's about it's a big part of it. But you know, even the surfaces that we create, you see that we're at a time where we need more housing.
Right.
And more housing, what's that create?
That creates more materials that are being taken out of the earth.
Yeah, and more trees that have to be cut down for those houses. But it also creates a lot of hard surfaces, right?
Right.
Impermeable surface. So that water that used to go into the ground.
Can you just explain what impermeable? Yeah.
So that's basically a hard surface, like concrete. Permeable means something moves through it, right? So like that lawn out there that we're looking at, the rain goes into that and it gets filtered naturally through the ground. So now we're having the more we develop land and farmers' fields, we have to figure out how to process that water that gets trapped and concentrated and flowing into storm ponds, right? And storm infrastructure and storm ponds.
Right.
Before it goes back into the natural environment.
Right.
And because there's a lot of things that come off of vehicles during transportation and whether it be bringing stuff to our door or us commuting, people commuting to their jobs, all that stuff, the oils that come off the vehicles and all the plastics and the tires break down and they put it into the environment and they get washed down in those hard surfaces and into the
right
into the natural environment.
And I'm still listening. I just need to do something on my computer. But yeah, like, I see what you mean. Like, stuff like flies off, like car wrecks. What are the odds that you're going to pick up every single tiny piece?
Lots of little pieces of plastic, right? So do you think that there's a way of creating plastics without being oil-based products?
Well,
do you think there's do you think they'll find a way to create those types of materials, like the vinyl on that door or the tires on your car or the light lenses on the back of your car or the, you know, all the pieces that form your car? Do you think they'll be able to create those over time?
No way.
I think they might be able to figure something out.
Well, like, with the science and technology now. But, like, we say technology, like, yeah, it's technology, but what's this technology being made out of? Everything from the Earth is just going into something that I could just throw out and get a new one, like five of them at once.
Yep. Yeah, I heard something on the radio or the TV this week that only a very small percentage of the things that we recycle actually get recycled.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that too. A while ago, I've seen like I scroll on like the Google, like the Google highlights.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like this happened, but you and like on the garbage flyers, it's like this percent of your recycling is actually recycling.
Yeah, and well, people put the wrong things in there, and it makes it harder, or they don't rinse them properly, and it gets harder, and it takes a lot of energy to produce those things. So I think we have to find some middle ground on maybe the consumers. We need to consume less. Maybe we need to put higher taxes on things that are very cost effective or detrimental to the environment. And are, you know, they're cheap, but they're damaging products to the environment. You know, overseas, a lot of our stuff goes to the overseas, so we don't see it here. But it's causing a lot of waterways, and you know, the recycling of electronics has a lot of metals in it, and a lot of things that they can't recycle, and a lot of things that cause the environment harm.
Right, and like we've covered all. I just find it really cool that we've, like, covered all this in 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you have, I know, you, like, from what my mom just told me, you have, like, so much knowledge on Earth. In your opinion, you think you have...
Opinion. It's harder from a... You have the political side, and you have the, you know, there's the
commercial
will of... there's a lot of people that... produce these products to make money, and it keeps the economy and the world going around, and there's a balance, and I think our balance is maybe too far one way, and I think we need to push our politicians to make sure that we're keeping this earth protected and clean for many years to come. And I think it's doable, and I think that there's technology that can make that happen, even during the pandemic when that there's a lot less plane travel. We saw more birds here. We didn't travel. We weren't creating that footprint driving to and from work as much. There's a lot less consumption of fuels.
Right, like some people could argue COVID was actually good.
Yeah, you're right.
But really, it wasn't really that.
And that's looking from a glass half full, right?
Exactly.
And that's what we have to have that approach. We got to look at things that there's a glass half full, not empty all the time, right?
Right.
And if you go about life thinking that way, that there's something good coming from something. It was like when we had this invasive species here in 2000. It was the...
That was 4 years.
Yeah, it was already 4 years ago. We had the moth, right?
Oh.
The moth came, and the caterpillar, spongy moth, came.
The
and,
caterpillar spongy moth.
And it ate all the leaves off the trees, and at first it's like, that's pretty scary, right? You're not used to it. You've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Because these moths were invasive from Asia, and they were brought over to Massachusetts in the 1800s, and the scientist was trying to breed them to make a certain product.
Right.
And they escaped, and of course they made it their way north, and they changed the ecosystem, and they changed things. And so here, when it happened in 2001, all the leaves were gone from the trees. But then as we were walking out in the back, Max was like, Dad, maybe this is good for the forest. Maybe that now that all the light could get through, all the little undergrowth could start to grow. And that's half glass thinking, half full, right?
And
he's just a young mind like you.
If I post this episode before my future one, Max is Donor's son.
Yeah.
Just if there's any mix-up.
Yep. No, that's a good point.
Yeah, some people think, like, COVID, it was good for the environment because I was doing school online for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, they weren't my finest years, but,
yeah,
like, the internet at my house is kind of bad. But
there's some negatives to it, but I think that as humans, we are resilient and could overcome things, and you have to have the will to overcome things, and there's some work. Life is part, it's work, right? And I think it's all about, you know, being resilient and strong and moving through things, and there's some obvious challenges with it, but I think the environment may be benefited from COVID because people weren't disrupting the skies and the waters and the roads as much, so.
Yeah, but like, what was it? Wasn't in my first episode, but it was something I saw. It was like, something I just thought about now is like, if there's not many carbon emissions,
mm-hmm.
like you could play, people play games,
mm-hmm.
or, yeah, in both of my past two episodes, I did them through an online Google Meet.
Yep.
And this time we're in person because we're close together.
Yeah.
But with my two uncles, or Mr. B, we did through a Google Meet, and I wasn't going to fly to where both of my guests live because that would carbon emissions, gas, money, like...
Yeah.
It all kind of comes down to the money part of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how... I would like to see some information about how expensive and how much energy it takes to transfer information digitally. Because we have to store a lot of things, right?
Well, that's actually interesting, as you meant, just mentioning this, because
yeah.
In the background, I'm processing the next episode through my computer.
Yeah.
So everything's being converted digitally in the background as we're recording this.
And that all goes to the cloud, right?
Right.
So that has to go somewhere, which takes energy, and then send it back to you, and save it at that location, right?
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see how much energy that uses.
Right.
Because now we don't chop trees down as much as we used to for paper. We could recycle a lot, and we're cutting it a lot less trees down for paper and filing things unnecessarily that way. But there's a digital footprint of the energy it takes to create these plastic products and all these precious metals that go into these devices and all the heat that gets produced. And then you also have to cool all this equipment, right? So there's a carbon footprint, too, with digital technology. And it would be interesting to see what type of that is.
Yeah, just as you're mentioning cooling, like, if I were to lift up the computer, it's warm, like, underneath the computer where on the recording surface that we were using.
Yeah, so you lose energy, right?
Right.
You're using energy to cool, like, the computer's creating heat, and you've got to cool that down with using more energy with a fan.
Yeah, and like airplanes produce tons of carbon emissions.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think that there's go ahead.
I mentioned this with Max. It's like planes, like they take you everywhere. I recently went to Dominican in March. Like, I said to him, because we were discussing, like, is there life on other planets?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, for example, like, if you're on a plane to the Dominican, mm-hmm. where I was going, like, you could forget something behind.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back, it's going to reduce double that carbon emissions. And then to go back again
mm-hmm.
to the Dominican, more carbon, and then to go back to where you are.
Yeah.
And then you've got to drive.
Or you call to Amazon and deliver something that has to be brought across the ocean again.
Exactly.
So every decision we make, it usually has some footprint left behind, right? And I think if everybody just considered that, doing small things every day to consider the environment, I think it would be a good start.
Right. I don't really look into like the environment things, because like I've got school, and I use it as entertainment,
mm-hmm.
like just scrolling, right?
So what did you think of Dominican? Do you think that it was a better place from a climate perspective? Like, you find that they recycled? Were they aware of the environment? Were they trying to protect it?
They protect their stuff. Like, but indigenous people, they use every part of an animal, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
If we could use every part of, like, the material and not waste everything,
mm-hmm.
that would save, like, so much stuff, right?
Yep, you're absolutely correct on that. So what do you think about vehicles, transportation?
Yeah, like people have produced, Elon Musk has made Teslas.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know, like, it doesn't take as long, or like it doesn't reduce that many emissions, and I love Teslas, so I'm kind of opposing what I like, but what does it take to make a Tesla?
Mm-hmm.
Metal, glass, like plastics, battery stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of different minerals going into the batteries, right?
Right.
A lot of, and then to recycle those batteries, it's very expensive. But did you see the recent announcement in Alliston, just around the corner here?
That Justin Trudeau was in
Alliston? And Doug Ford, and so you had the Premier and the Prime Minister.
That must have been interesting.
Committing $2.5 billion each.
That's $5 billion.
That's $5 billion to Honda, Canada.
To pretty much wreck the environment.
Well, no, they're converting their internal combustion engines
to
electric.
Oh, I thought it was like just this. Okay, I'm gonna give you money. I just want more vehicles.
No,
it's not.
This is their plan, and I truly hope it works for number one for. The climate and the environment, and I hope it works for Simcoe County and New Tecumseh and all the people that live here and around the area, because it creates a lot of jobs building these new factories, and it creates a lot of jobs, so you're improving the economy and you're giving people local work, which they spend the money in the area, which is good, and they have more money to spend because they have good jobs and all that thing, those things. But Honda has been known to produce good equipment and put their money where their mouth is. So if they're not going to come out and develop a product that they wouldn't stand behind.
Like, I think recently, I saw this yesterday, but all the Cybertrucks were recalled.
Were they?
All of them. Elon Musk recalled all of them.
I didn't hear that. Why were they recalled?
I'm just going to look that up now. I think it's like maybe environment issues or a fault,
really?
And like, I don't know. Let's see. Why were...
Were they being... I wonder if they were being permanently recalled.
Cyber...
Or if they were
trucks recalled. Okay, wait. So, now my computer's so slow because everything's converting. Oh, okay, well... Oh, wait. Tesla's recalling all Cybertrucks, all of them. It is delivered so far due to a potential issue with the accelerator. So, okay, not what I thought.
Okay.
But still, like, that all that just wasted, recalling one.
Well, I wonder if it's just part, they got to replace a part, and then they'll give the vehicle back to the consumer.
Right.
So hopefully that's the case. Hopefully it's just a small thing, and they fix it, right? Because when they're developing something so new and so quickly... They're trying to develop something that to save the environment by reducing emissions and how much they did, like we put out. I think that you're going to run into challenges with technology, and hopefully they can work all those kinks out. There's a lot of smart people that work for Tesla and a lot of these car manufacturing companies, and I think technology hopefully will save us from a lot of the damage we've made to the environment and the climate.
Yeah.
Like the CFCs. Are you aware of the CFCs that were banned back, the aerosol cans?
No.
I don't quote me, but I think it was the 1970s, maybe 80s, that they banned CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons. Is the name?
Chlorofluorocarbons.
And don't quote me on that.
Say that 5 times.
Yeah,
fast.
Exactly.
But
they banned that in aerosol cans. So your spray paint, they banned it because it was damaging the ozone layer and it was damaging the environment. And you know, a few years ago, or maybe a bit more than that now, they said that the ozone has repaired itself. So we know that if we give Mother Nature a chance to catch up, she could repair. Right? Nature could repair itself, and we just need to give it time and not be so hard on it and all at once. So I think that all the things that we've talked about are steps to give it a chance to breathe again and catch up.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Because it's resilient like humans are.
Right. And too, like, say... Like, with just the limited time that we have here.
Yep.
With 7 minutes left. The pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
They carved some buggies.
Mm-hmm.
No carbon emissions. Sure, they cut down trees to make the wheels, but is it as bad as plastic tires?
It's a good question. I don't know what... it would be like to have a whole pile of horses going down the 401 in the morning. And livestock does produce emissions in different ways than a car does, right?
Yeah.
They produce methane. Cows, horses.
Yeah.
They consume a lot of
grass
and hay. So you'd need a lot of fuel. Again, the efficiency. Of how much energy you put in and how much you get out is always has to be measured, right?
Yeah.
And you have to also consider the economy and how much to ensure that we all have the heat on and safe places to live and, you know, medication and healthcare and all those things. You got to keep that ball turning.
Yeah. And at the beginning of the school year, we did a unit on energy.
Okay.
Energy can't be created or destroyed, apparently, mm-hmm. but it can only be transferred.
Mm-hmm.
But to transfer that energy into battery power, so this is my computer still running, you need to take the copper, the steel, and the plastic covering through the wires, and like power cables underground.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of infrastructure.
Yeah. And like, if you were, something lights on fire, forest fire. Like, I know in Alberta, I was with somebody, and he said the forest fires came right up next to their house. but the only thing separating it was the sidewalk.
Hmm.
And so they had to leave because of how dangerous that fire is. And that just like all natural disasters kind of have to make you evacuate, right?
Yeah. And a lot of those things that get burned up during that time is unfortunate. And a lot of people get displaced from their homes, and the world is growing. And I don't know exactly what the expectation or the projection is of what our population is, but I think it's supposed to go up to about 10 billion?
10 billion?
What is it now, 8?
8 point something.
8 point something. So I think it's supposed to, they're projecting that it goes up to 8, and then it's supposed to curve and drop back down and hover around the 7 to 8. That's what the projections are.
But in the 90s, people thought 24 billion people. Long time ago, 24 billion people, and there was only like 1 billion or so people at the time.
Well, I think we tend, with technology and just advancements from, even the 1800s to now, our expectations have gotten a lot higher, right? And it's not acceptable to many of us to not have anything less than what we have. If anything, so humans have a tendency to always want more, right? And it's hard to dial that back. So, if we get up to 10 billion people, we're going to have to maybe temper our expectations and reduce our consumptions and things like that.
And so. Any just final points you want to make here?
No, I think we've talked about a lot of them. I think the important thing is to do what we can to protect the environment every day. Just think about it before we make a decision. And I think at the same time, we have to consider, the economy. Everybody needs to go to work and make some money so they could spend some money and keep the next person down in jobs and all those things. And I think, we all, the generations, your generation, Max and Lucy, and mine, and the ones after us, everybody has to work together to do what they can to make us, succeed in preserving what we have and maybe creating some new green spaces and also maximizing technology to slow climate change and believe in science and spread the word and practice what we preach. Yeah. So if we're saying we don't consume so much.
Don't consume so much.
Yeah, you can't.
Keep your promise.
If you guys say, if protecting erosion, like we were talking about earlier, development.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of new houses are coming. Make sure that those areas that between the residential or the commercial areas, the businesses and all those things, make sure that space in between the natural environment like that and the area that's all developed with people and everything has a good buffer to make sure that there's filtration and there's protection in between those spaces, right? And incorporate a lot of green technologies to make sure that all that water is filtered and there's still some shade on rivers and creeks for all the brook trout and all those things like that. And there's habitat for birds. And I think that those are kind of the points that we touched on throughout our...
And that's the end of this episode.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. That was a good chat.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, and make sure to listen to the next episode.